Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Zabar is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a good friend of ours, a longtime a member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He is the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, including Teleworking and Telecommuting, which I have a story to tell him about that in a little bit, and he's our good friend. Also, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, glad to be with you.
There you go. Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
You know, Jeff, I read a book a long time ago called Blue Highways, and it was written by a guy named William Trogdon. He's half Osage Indian, and his Indian name was William Least Heat Moon. And in that book, he talked about one thing he talked about a lot of things his Osage grandfather taught him, but one of the things he taught him was that some things don't have to be remembered; they remember themselves.
Interesting.
Isn't that a great thing way to say something like that? To think about that. I mean, some things don't have to be remembered; they remember themselves. They're so compelling. There's so much in your mind. There's so much in your inside of you, and so compelling inside of you that they literally almost have a life of their own. And I think our businesses, our small businesses, are like that.
Absolutely.
And things about our small businesses are like that. And sometimes they have different cycles than those things that remember themselves have different cycles than we do, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, it can be as big as the business itself, and you just wake up jazzed in the morning knowing your business. If you've got a new project, I call it the big target on the horizon.
Yeah.
Other people have called it like the wow project. Tom Peters calls it the wow project, something big and exciting that you're going to turn on the market, unleash on the market in a couple of days, weeks, months, a year, you know, depending on how long the planning, development, and creation process takes. But, you know, you wake up,
that wow thing might be something that's about to eat you alive.
Well, and I was going to get to that. It could be your finances. It could be a deadline that's like today that your client needs it by 9 and you haven't done it yet. So, you know, mind.
Or how about just payroll?
Or payroll. Well, finances, payroll, you know, something that you just got to take care of that might not have, or you need to deal with it. And macro factors are causing you, you know, getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff can keep you up.
Even or worse, it might not keep you up, but it might wake you up.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, I mean, I know a lot of entrepreneurs, myself included, who go through that quite frequently. I mean, sometimes there's, you know, I sleep like a baby when I know there's nothing going on out there, no major deadlines, my bankroll or my bank book is flush, no delayed receivables of significance, you know, no delinquencies out there. I sleep like a baby. Then when you have stuff that's just eating at you, stuff that's in the background, it really gets into your subconscious. It gets back in there in the deep parts and just causes you just this agita, this anxiety that can truly affect in a negative way.
It wakes you up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. For me, it does.
It keeps me from going to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, see, I lay there trying to go to sleep, and I get my gyros just won't stop spinning.
Right.
I can lay in bed 2 hours easy. If something's really, you know, if it won't stop remembering itself, I can lay there 2 hours easy or more maybe.
Right.
Or typically I don't anymore. There was a time when I did a lot worse. But the thing about me, once I go to sleep, I kind of go into a coma.
Right.
So I don't wake up. You know, I don't wake up that much in the middle of the night. But a lot of people do, don't they?
Right, absolutely,
and that's so. How do you deal with that?
Well, there's a couple of ways. First off, you know, I mean, that used to happen to me, and I've blogged about it at Chief Home Officer previously. I used to blog a lot about it because Sunday nights were just terrible. Where Monday nights I have deadlines, I got things to do, and I'd have a hard time sleeping, and I'd always wake up early. Then by about you know, 9 o'clock, 9:30 Monday morning, you know, rationality would take over. And I would just realize I've never blown a deadline. I've never left an editor hanging.
Right.
I've never
right.
seen a big white spot in a newspaper or magazine where my article should have been.
Right.
You know, so it doesn't really happen in that sense unless you're totally out of control.
So,
then you
so are you saying, so it sounds like you're saying something that I've thought about before, and that is that sometimes this thing that remembers itself is not the bad stuff, but the good stuff. It's your inclination to seek excellence, your inclination to make sure that you do a good job.
Well, I think ultimately that's
is that what it is?
If we were all blissful and unconcerned, then I think we would have no anxiety. You know,
somebody said if I were giving, I've forgotten who they were, an actor or a singer or a speaker or whatever, but if I didn't get butterflies before I went on the stage, I'm quoting them,
right.
I would be worried about myself.
Right.
I wouldn't. I'd feel like, you know, that if I didn't have some anxiety, a little anxiety before I go on the stage, I probably, you know, that maybe that's when I should quit.
Well, that's, you know, when I'm writing my articles and I get that agenda the night before and articles due, and, you know, am I going to get it done? Am I going to get it done? I mean, certainly I know I'm going to get it done, you know, but it gets done and it gets done. And I always hear back from the client, that was really good.
Yeah.
Or when I used to do a lot of TV work and satellite media tours, you know, pitching product on TV, I'd get really anxious right before it. But at the end, they would all the clients and the producers and director, you did a great job and you know you're going to do well.
But you're still anxious.
Still
but there's another thing you said a minute ago I want to come back to, and that's this thing about how bad things might be. If it is something that's not a happy topic, like you know, something that's due, a bill that's due, or payroll, or a meeting with a banker, and you're worried about how it's going to go, or whatever it may be, we always make it seem to ourselves like we always think of what's the worst that could happen.
Right.
And after a long time, I finally realized, wait a minute, the last time this happened, I got all worked up and it was nothing.
Right. Right.
And so you have to, maybe you just have to log some hours in the marketplace to have those experiences to really be able to look back on. What do you think?
Well, I think also there's two things there. One, I think, would be the serenity prayer. You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that, you know, when there's something going on, and certainly, you know, if you're not meeting payroll, if you're going to have a hard time, maybe macro factors are affecting you, or maybe you need to run your business a little better.
Right.
But I think also we just need to realize that there are certain things that because we need to deal with them, we just need to focus on it.
Yeah.
And we need to try and make that happen.
And also sometimes maybe you just need to realize, you know what, I've done the best I can. Whatever happens will happen. You have to maybe you have to let go of it.
Right.
Hold on to that thought. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and including the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and we have a survey there that we'd like for you to talk about. Answer the question on the homepage there, and when you see the questions, you'll give us your answer, and you'll see how the poll is going so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Jeff Zabar. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, tell us how we can find you, please.
At Twitter, it's at Chief Home Office. Just drop the R. I'm on Facebook with the Chief Home Officer fan page. And then, obviously, chiefhomeofficer.com.
You know, and folks, and your books are there too, right?
All my content is available. I'm blogging frequently.
Yeah, don't be sure to check that out, folks. Jeff, we're talking about things that don't have to be remembered. They remember themselves, and things that worry us and that makes us anxious, and things that go bump in the night. One of the things that I, after many, many years, you know, just through experience of succeeding and not succeeding, it finally occurred to me that I needed to just sort of check my position. A mentor told me that one time. He said, check your position. And what he meant was look around and see what you've done. Look and see what's going on around you. And if you're working on a project, and if so, at least so far in that project or in that thing that you're concerned about, whatever it might be, if you've done as much as you can do, don't worry about what you have no control over, as you said in your little prayer earlier, mm-hmm. Jeff. But think, okay, of the things that I have control over, have I done, at least up to the moment, have I done everything that I can do to make this have a good outcome?
Right.
And that's the kind of self-talk you have to give yourself. If you want, it won't completely take all the anxiety away. It'll just keep you from, you know, jumping out of the window.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And maybe help you go to sleep.
Right. And I think that's very important, is you can only prepare. You know, there's only so much you can do as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as somebody who's going out to try and, you know, prepare for that meeting with the banker, to prepare with that client for a potential pitch for a product or whatever, a new business proposition. There's only so much that you can do, and that's called preparation.
Yeah.
And if you are prepared, at certain points, everything else is out of your hands. And I think that, you know, it could be politics that works in your favor or against you. It could be relationships that work in your favor or against you. Say, for example, if you're going in to make a pitch for a new business proposal or a deal or something like that, at some point you have to relax. It gets back to, and I don't recite the Serenity Prayer a lot, but I mean, I think that it gets back to knowing, having the wisdom to know the difference,
yep,
between what you can change and what you cannot change. And being prepared is about all you can do. You know?
Well, and I do that. I mean, I'd say prayers when I'm working on something that's especially stressful, and I just ask for, you know, I just ask for wisdom, and it sort of centers me. It helps me to get centered a little bit. But another thing, Jeff, at some point in time, you say, okay, I've done everything I can do. I know I've done everything I can do, but this is such a big, important thing.
Right.
I'm still worried about it.
Right.
And I've gone through that, Jeff, and I've told my audience before, there've been, you know, everybody who's had a small business has said, I didn't know if I was going to make it another day or not.
Right.
I've had times where I didn't know if I was going to make it another hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next hour, am I going to still be in business an hour from now?
Right.
And so the thing that I got to where I would do is when something like that happened, when it was not an 800-pound gorilla, but a 2-ton gorilla.
Right.
I would say, okay, how really important in the grand scheme of life is this?
Right.
And I'd compare it to my family.
Right.
And I'd say, okay, is my family okay? I'd check on my family. If they were okay, I would say, you know what? This is kind of a big deal, but it's not, in the grand scheme of life, it's not that big a deal.
Well, like they say, if you have
your
health.
You got to put it in perspective, don't you?
Right, absolutely. Like they say, if you have your health, you have everything. We've gone through some health issues in our family of late, and it puts it really makes you hit the brakes on everything else.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a health issue, deadlines get tossed aside.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we have things go on, I take my laptop wherever I go, you know that,
yeah.
Have my BlackBerry. But when health issues come up, and hopefully the understanding clients say, okay, well, you can work at 2 a.m., you know, they're not going to say that. But, I mean, you have to prioritize. You have to put your, as
yeah.
Franklin Covey, when they used to, I attended one of the seminars they do on I forgot the name of this seminar, you know, but about your priorities. And it's like, mm-hmm. You put your big boulders in the stream, because the stream will fill up. It will come along, and there will be things to get in your
mm-hmm.
way. The little pebbles and rocks will get there.
Yeah.
But you got to put your boulders in the stream
big ones.
Of what's
yep.
important to make sure they get accomplished. And that can be...
You have to put the boulders in first, because the little ones will fill in around them, won't they?
Absolutely. And so you need to make sure that you've got things on track and you do
yeah.
what you can. But again, it gets back to, you know, as I think the Chinese proverb says, luck is when opportunity meets preparation.
Right.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
you just have to be prepared. And
yeah.
beyond being prepared and bringing your A game, you got to understand that things are going to come along that are going to whip you.
Yeah.
And or take the chance at it.
Sometimes you just, yeah, exactly. Hey, Jeff, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Hey, thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job today. We'll see
Always
you next
great,
time.
Jim. Thank you much.
Jeff Zabar, he'll be back. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back, too, after these messages.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.